Welcome all to today's candidate forum for City Council District 20. Today's event is sponsored by 18 organizations, including APA Voice. APA Voice is a coalition of Asian American groups throughout New York City involved in increasing civic participation in the Asian American community. City Council District 20 is of particular importance and interest to APA Voice because Asian Americans account for more than 65% of the district's population. That includes Chinese, Korean, South Asian, and Filipino Americans. It is the district with the highest concentration of Asian Americans in the entire city. While the winner of the race must be a spokesperson for everyone, the Asian American community also looks to the winner of this race to understand and take a leadership role in speaking out on issues of concern to Asian Americans citywide.
Hello everyone, my name is Franjeline Poso. I am the immigrant justice organizer with Faith in New York, and we are very proud and honored to be here with APA Voices on this very important debate. We hope that this debate will help voters in making their decision on the primary election day on September 12th. There are two candidates seeking the Democratic nominee for District 20. We are pleased that both candidates are here today. Peter Koo, who is currently the city council person for this lovely District 20, and Alton Tan, a member of the community 4-7. We are also very, very honored to have two moderators today. We have Madaluka Condonwell, who is the director of the Asian American Center at Queens College right here in Flushing, as well as Anderson Park, a communication strategist and former lecturer at Hunter's College Asian American Studies Program. Thank you.
Allison and I are honored to moderate this very important event. This is what democracy looks like when voters can have direct access to candidates to hear their positions on critical issues affecting them and their community. The next hour and a half promises to be informative and, we hope, captivating. We will begin with opening statements from each candidate, followed by prepared questions from community groups. We will also have each candidate pose their own questions to the other candidate. There will be a lightning round of questions that require a yes, no, don't know, or one word response.
Thank you, Madaluka. And the audience will have an opportunity to submit questions as well. If audience members have questions directed at both candidates, we ask that you raise your hand and a volunteer will give you a card to write your question down, and then we'll collect and sort them.
If anyone has questions now, raise your hand. Volunteers, pick them up, please.
And that was a live demonstration of how it'll happen. So we are then going to end with a closing statement from each of the candidates. And we ask, this is very important, we ask that every single person in the audience and the candidates turn off or silence your cell phones to minimize distraction. Thank you so much.
So let's begin. Each candidate will have a 1 minute opening statement. We would like to have in your opening to stress why you are uniquely qualified to be the city council person for District 20. Ms. Tan, we will begin with you first.
Thank you. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and I want to start by letting everyone know what my experiences are. It starts from immigrating to this country when I was 7 years old from Yunnan, China, with my parents. We faced all of the difficulties, the challenges, and discrimination that many immigrant families face when they first come to this country. I helped my parents fill out bank account statements, fill out forms, fill out tax returns, and that experience is no different from every young American who immigrates to this country with their parents. My experience leads me to joining, after graduating from Cornell University, going to work in investment banking, which is a field dominated by men. I was told then that I should have pursued a career that was more fitting of my stature as a woman. But I excelled. I navigated through the gender biases that I encountered to become one of the youngest managing directors of my investment bank. My experience continues into my volunteer work for an organization called Devote, where I volunteered my time to visit many homebound seniors in New York City. That experience led me to see how difficult it is. How lonely it is for senior citizens in the city of New York. And finally, my experience as a mother raising two beautiful Chinese, Korean, but 100% American daughters in this country, and understanding the intersectionality of those experiences and their opportunities with that of the Black Lives Matter movement, the women's rights movement, and the equal marriage environment. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Councilman Peter Koo. I have been representing district for 8 years. I came to this country in 1971. I worked myself through college by working minimum wage jobs in Kentucky Fried Chicken, Dunkin' Donuts. I finally became a pharmacist. I worked at Brook Memorial Hospital for 8 years. Then I had opportunity to open my business. About 20 years ago, I started community payback service. I joined the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, and the Business Association so that I can give back to my community. 10 years ago, I ran for office. 2009, I ran for office for City Council. So I hope all of you will give me a second, third term so that I can further my performance, and I want to do my best to help every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.